Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové. Vítám vás na tiskové konferenci na Ministerstvu zahraničních věcí u příležitosti návštěvy ministra zahraničních věcí Namibijské republiky, jeho excelence pana Utoniho Nujomi. Úvodní slovo prosím prvního místopředsedu vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí pana Karla Schwarzenberga.
Velkou radostí jsem dneska uvítal mého namibijského kolegy. Já vím, že pro většinu našich občanů a čtenářů tisku Namibie je vzdálená země na druhé polovině země koule. Nicméně máme přece jenom pozoruhodně silné styky. Nesmíme zapomenout, že v minulosti spousta namibijských studentů u nás studovali, byli po bombardování uprchlického tábora, byli přivezeny zde děti, které tady až do konce bojů v Namibii žili a samozřejmě taky se žili s jazykem a s dnešními podmínkami. Jsem velice rád, že jedna návštěva otce pana ministra zahraničního bývalého prezidenta, zakladatele Namibii směrovala taky k nám, protože si právě pomocoval pomoc občanů, lékařů a tak dále ve válce v Namibii. Namibii to neměla úplně lehká, jak známo, protože ke konečné svobodě se dostala teprve před 21 lety. A musíme přiznat, že v tom krátkém období udělal krom obyčejné pokroky, je velice uznávaná země ve afrických společenství, její hospodářství se vyvíjí zdárně a to, o čem pochybovalo spoustu pozorovatelů, jestli se různý národnosti a kmeny v Namibii budou snášet, i to se vyvíjelo mnohem příznivěji, než karohlídové mysleli. Musíme jim tudíž blahopřát, ale pojem jsem taky jako ministr zahraničí trochu sobec, tak bych řekl, že zanedbáváme v Čechách možnosti, které tam máme. Právě tím, že bylo spoustu nabíjenců, znáš naše výrobky, žili tady, studovali kvalitu nejrůznějšího našeho průmyslu a zrovna z těch oborech, kde je veliká naděje pro Namibii, ať je to v hornictví, ať je to v turismu a jiné, máme my znalosti, které by mohly pomoci Namibii, ale je využít by bylo taky pro nás prospěšné. Tudíž doufám, že si čeští podnikatelé uvědomí, jaké možnosti tam jsou a jenom se vypraví a zkoumají, co je možné. Takový nákup Temičundy do hřiště dneska jsme udělali, ale doufám, že všichni budou na tom spolupracovat, aby to taky v budoucnosti bylo. Ale jinak právě panu ministrovi musíme blahopřát k velikému úspěchu, bez násilí, bez větších skandálů, bez všeho, že Namibia během posledních 21 let dosáhla. Ale teď, ať sám svoji zemi prezentuje, já už o tom mluvit nebudu.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, the Deputy Prime Minister of the Czech Republic and Minister of Foreign Affairs. First of all, we'd like to thank you sincerely for the invitation extended to me to visit your beautiful country and your beautiful capital, Prague. We are here to, first of all, to express our sincere thanks to the Czech people for the assistance rendered to Namibia during our war for national independence. The Czech Republic has been a strong supporter of our ruling party, SWAPO, and also of the Namibian people. And as His Excellency, the Deputy Prime Minister, stated that during the war, most of our orphans came to the Czech Republic to undergo training and also for support, which was very critical during their stage of development. And most of them came back after the independence of Namibia. And today, most of them are engineers. They are participating in the economic development of Namibia. To this, we are internally grateful. And that's why I found it necessary to come to the Czech Republic to extend that fraternal sincere greetings, and also to look into other areas of economic cooperation. Namibia, as His Excellency correctly stated, is a stable democracy, and we would like to translate these excellent bilateral relations into meaningful economic cooperation. We have vast mineral resources, and we would like the Czech people, the Czech entrepreneurs, to come and partake in the economic development of our country. We would like to establish cooperation in the scientific and educational sector. We would like to establish cooperation in the field of education. We would like to establish cooperation in the sector of investment, and also cooperation in the tourism sector. There is a vast potential. Namibia is one of the most important mineral exporting countries. We have uranium, gold, copper, and it's a virgin territory. We would like the Czech entrepreneurs to come and join us in joint ventures so that we can develop the vast potential. We have small cooperation in the area of leather manufacturing and shoe factory in Okahandja. The Czech people is also assisting Namibia in achieving the most important challenge, that is the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals. In this area, we have a contingent of Czech people who are helping us in the area of HIV prevention and education, and they have made a meaningful contribution. We are also looking into two important bilateral agreements, that is the investment and investment protection and double taxation. We think that will pave the way for Czech businesses to come to Namibia. We are studying these two, this important bilateral agreement. And we have another agreement which we are proposing, and that is the agreement in agricultural cooperation. Namibia attaches great importance to the development of the agriculture sector, food security, and we have been putting a lot of money in this sector. So your scientists and entrepreneurs can come and join us in this important endeavor. We have also discussed a lot of issues concerning multilateralism, the necessity for the reform of the United Nations, multilateral institutions. We have also discussed some important critical areas in Africa, which we consider as important in the stability of Africa, that is the situation in Libya, Madagascar, and also Zimbabwe. So we had fruitful exchanges, and we hope we will continue to exchange views and cooperate in these important areas. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Prosím prostor pro vaše otázky. Lucie Petrová, Česká tisková kancelář.
Dobrý den oběma ministrům. Já jsem se chtěla zeptat, jestli se chystá nějaká další pomoc Česká v té oblasti prevence HIV pozitivity, tam vlastně už Česká republika měla nějaké projekty ve spolupráci s Člověkem v tísni. A druhá otázka se týká mezinárodní kritiky Namibie za to, že vybíjí tuleně. Tak jestli by se k tomu mohl pan ministr postavit. Děkuji.
Yeah, thank you very much. We for that question, we of course we as I said, Namibia has signed up to the Millennium Development Goals and one of our important development partners is the Czech Republic and they have assisted us in the south of Namibia, Kiet-Mansoop, where we have NGOs who are working on HIV programs. So this education awareness is continuing and they have made a tremendous contribution in awareness raising about the dangers of HIV/AIDS because we consider that as the most serious developmental challenge in our quest to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. Concerning the second questions on the seals, I think this is a question of sustainable harvesting of seals. We consider it as an important issue for economic development, and these seals are harvested in accordance with the most scientific data available to the government that are a small number of seals need to be harvested because according to so that it does not constitute a threat to the normal species, other species like fishing, which is also important. Seals are also important. We consider them as an important attraction to our tourists, but in any situation, there needs to be a balance. You need to balance seal harvesting vis-à-vis the other sectors. So it is being harvested in a sustainable, scientific way. So it does not pose any threat to anybody, to the environment, and also to society in general.
Prosím, nějaké další otázky? Děkuji všem přítomným a přeji hezký a úspěšný den.